out of 1140 is the phone number. I have a special guest today. I am joined by Mr. Pat Turner from the Virginia Coalition of Appraiser Professionals. Did I get that right, Pat?
Perfect.
Okay. And you like Pat, not Patrick?
Pat.
Okay. I don't know many Pats. I don't. I know plenty of Patricks. Don't know anybody that goes by Pat.
Well, here's one of them.
Okay. Right. So you are with Virginia Coalition for Appraiser Professionals. You're an appraiser?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, I'm a real estate agent and a home inspector, though I will admit I don't mess with appraisers very often.
Well, let's fix that somehow.
We can probably figure that out. So, first of all, let's talk about you. We were just discussing you were old enough that you didn't go to Vietnam because you lost a thumb.
All right.
Which, that's 3-year-olds. What are they going to do?
I know.
Yeah. Do you even remember it? Do you remember the accident itself?
I do. I remember running down the sidewalk with half of it hanging off, but that's about it. You know, it. You can lay a sewing needle on the top of this table. I can pick it up better with my left hand than I can with my right. That sounds weird, but it's true. You adapt, and I don't miss it, you know.
Yeah, I'm amazed I'm still in one piece.
Yes.
I'm absolutely, of all the things I've done over the years, in fact, it was funny. A friend of mine from high school, he saw me, and he goes, "Hey, Richard, how you doing?" I'm like, "I'm great." He goes, "Man, maybe you should talk about circular saw safety on your show." And he held up a hand with two fingers missing. And I thought he was messing with me. I'm like, "Dude, don't mess with me." And then he's like, "No, he's right there."
No. So, lawnmowers are something not to play with.
Not at a 3-year-old. I think that's just bad parenting on somebody's fault. Of course, we're both old enough that it was like, "Go out and play."
Exactly.
So, again, I'm surprised I'm not one. Now, how long have you been a real estate appraiser?
46 years.
46. You know, I'm turning 47 this month.
Ugh.
So, not trying to make you feel old, but yeah, I guess I am a little bit. You must enjoy it if you've been doing it that long.
I absolutely love it. And, you know, you love what you do. Anybody that loves what they do, it's not a job, it's a hobby.
The old saying, you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
That's
absolutely.
Exactly right.
I was actually real happy. My wife just finally found a job. No, not that. That's not the right way to put it. She found a job that she appreciates and a job that she enjoys doing.
Yes.
And feels fulfilled by that. I think that's one of the worst things in my, and I think I did it. That's why I quit doing it. I mean, working a job you hate, that's just, it's hell.
Yeah.
It's hell. I advise people, if you don't like your job, change.
Exactly.
Got to take a call real quick, if you don't mind.
All right.
John in Hanover.
Hey.
Hey,
I've got a question. When I built this house 46 years ago, I put in the Newtone intercom system, radio and phonograph, AM and FM radio.
And it has a phonograph in it?
A phonograph.
A record player.
Record player, yeah. Now you got it.
Okay.
Okay. For the last 2 or 3 months, after WRVA goes off the air, I get a very faint, audible transmission. You can't understand what you're saying, but some talking head somewhere talks from 12 o'clock to 6. Do you know any way I've disconnected it from the speakers, I've cut it off at the panel box. It runs on a low voltage system.
Certain signals get bumped. You're in Hanover. It's entirely possible that there's a local station that's really close and you're just getting bumped a little bit. I mean, there's a radio station here in Richmond, and if I listen to it in one part, I'm getting NPR. If I listen to it in another part, I'm getting some kind of praise radio. That system's so antiquated, I don't know what you'd do about it.
Well, they don't make it anymore. I've tried to replace it.
Well, then it's time to go with a new
system.
Have you
ever heard of something like this? You can walk through the entire house and hear it, but you can't pin it down. What I have internet and telephone.
John, what you need to do? What you need to do is get yourself an Alexa, and you'll be fine.
Get a what?
An Alexa.
Oh.
All right, brother. Thanks. I got to go. I've got a lot of people backed up.
Okay, thank you for your knowledge.
Thank you. I don't have any idea. Harry in Virginia Beach.
Good morning. I listen to you streaming, and I appreciate that service. I have a question for the appraiser.
Wow. I mean, see, we haven't even talked about you being an appraiser, anything about your group, and yet already we have two people calling in. What are the odds? That's amazing to me. Okay, Harry, what's your question?
My question is, I live in Virginia Beach. I was getting a new mortgage, and I filled out the application and so forth, and I made an appointment for the appraiser, and the appraiser shows up, very nice guy. I asked for his business card. He gave it to me, and he had an address from Richmond. He came from 100 miles away. I've never had that happen before. It's always been somebody from, you know, appraiser from nearby. Why would an appraiser come from 100 miles away to value my home?
Oh, we lost him. I don't know. Okay, you want to answer that? Because I've got an answer for it.
Well, part of the problem is we now have in place.
All right, brother. Thank you. I got to go.
Hi, I was just calling into the radio show.
Hold on a second. George, what are you doing in there? Go ahead.
We now have something in a middleman called an appraisal management company, and they go around. They do work with lenders, and the lenders have given them the flexibility to hire appraisers. And giving them that flexibility, these appraisal management companies will do everything they possibly can to find the least expensive appraiser they can find. Not the most experienced, but the least expensive.
Mm-hmm.
My theory has always been, if anybody is good in Virginia Beach doing appraisals, why are they coming to Richmond to do an appraisal, and vice versa?
I'll do you one better than that. I had a listener call up, a nice young couple from the Philippines, and they were buying a house in Virginia Beach. It was a $350,000 brand new home, which, you know, it's brand new, which means it's been inspected by all the local inspectors. What are you calling me for? They wanted me to inspect the house. And I'm like, it's in Virginia Beach. And then I thought to myself, I didn't have anything better to do. I get paid my fee for going all the way down there. It's a nice ride. Why not do it? I mean, I got one pay for one day, but it was still better than me, you know, doing anything else or sitting on my butt at home. But now, appraisers, you guys have to go through a certain amount of training, I'm sure.
A large amount of training.
A large amount of training?
Yes.
Is that a school? Is it a process? Like, you know,
it's a process of taking classes, both in classroom and online. And then there's a situation of where you have to mentor. You have to be a trainee. You have to work under a licensed or certified appraiser for 2 years.
Wow. So you got to want to do this job.
Yes. Yes.
You have to want to do this job.
Exactly.
And I mean, when people call me up and they say, hey, Richard, you know, I want to buy a house, or I want to sell my house. Okay. I mean, because of the tools that we as real estate agents have, we got the tax records and we just hit a button. It comps. Comps, there you go. I look at your house, look at this house, look at your house, look at this house. Yep, you're okay. Comps out for about 160. What's the difference?
It's a huge difference.
Oh, I'm waiting for this one.
How many times I get people all the time ask me or say to me, Zillow says my house is worth X amount of dollars.
All right, first of all, you are doing what every guest does. You are doing the swing back and forth. All right, and that's my fault. I didn't have time to prep you. Stop swinging back and forth, talking to the microphone.
Yes, sir.
Second of all, my opinion of Zillow is very low.
Well, your opinion is rather bright. When they ask me that question, what do you think of Zillow? My stock answer is, when was the last time Mr. Zillow walked through your house? When was the last time Mr. Zillow measured your home? Because public records, the records on MLS, the records in public records are in error a gross majority of the time. We go out. We do a detailed inspection of the property, not a whole house inspection. We look at the property through the eyes of the typically informed purchaser. But
wait a minute, you got to give me a better. That's a little bit vague for me. I'm sorry. The typically informed
purchaser.
Okay.
If you're going to make the largest financial investment of your entire life, Richard.
Yeah.
You're going to be very careful about that. You're going to go through the house. You're going to be critical of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be happy with certain parts of it. You're going to not know everything that there is to know about a property, but you're going to rely on a disinterested third party to give you advice, to reassure you that your largest investment of your lifetime up until this point is a good investment.
I mean, one of the things I run across all the time is I'll go into a home and there's certain square footage that is not reflected on the comps. It's not reflected. It's not even reflected on the taxes.
Exactly.
Like a gentleman, a friend of mine, he had a laundry room, but it was an unfinished laundry room. That doesn't count.
That's right.
But when he put sheetrock up,
and finished it.
It counts.
Well, it's not just sheetrock. It's finishing it off to the other portions of the house to fill in, you know, to fit with the rest of the house.
I mean, and people don't understand. Well, maybe I'm wrong here. If you walk into a house and it has a brand new HVAC system, I would say that's worth something. That makes the house worth more. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's not taken into account by a lot of people.
Not by Zillow.
What we say.
And not by a lot of realtors.
As realtors, and I've only got 5 seconds, we say in the realtor office, it's a nice tool for the common people, but it is not the in-depth tool like the MLS is or an appraiser. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. McCann News Radio, WRBA, 345-1140 is the phone number, joined by Pat Turner from Virginia Coalition of Appraiser Professionals. So you're saying people should call an appraiser?
Absolutely. How many times that people own stock, how often do they look at their stock returns?
I wouldn't know. I don't. I'm a former plumber. I don't own stock.
A lot of people do.
You know what stock I have? It's stuff in the pantry. Look, honey, we're fully stocked. That's about it.
Everybody needs to understand that they need to ride close herd on what their assets are.
Mm-hmm.
And their biggest asset is their home.
Right. And it's if it's done right, it's something that doesn't go down in value.
Right.
But, I mean, I think you and I agree, and there's nothing against it. I know people do it. Trailers are property that goes down in value.
That is correct.
I mean, I've always found that a little tough. I mean, I think it was Governor Jim Gilmore said, if you own a piece of property, you can build a house on, you can put a trailer on it. A lot of people fought against that. Do you remember that situation?
Yeah.
But my always thinking was, it's a great way to start owning a home and putting money away to build a home down the road. Let's take some calls. 345-1140. Peter in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, how are you, Richard?
I'm good, Pete. How long have you been listening to the show?
Just started today. I heard Pat was going to be on, and Pat's a well-known appraiser nationally.
Oh, I didn't know you were famous there, Pat. Don't wink at me. This is radio. You have
infamous.
To make infamous.
All right. Infamous.
All right, so are you an appraiser yourself, Pete?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so how long have you been doing it?
28 years.
Wow, okay. So...
Go ahead.
No, you're the one that called in. What do you got?
I know Pat knows a lot about what's going on nationally and with Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. And there's a lot of appraisers are concerned about something called hybrid appraisals, or what the GSEs like to call bifurcated appraisals, where a non-appraiser is actually inspecting the property. And I just was wondering if Pat could maybe talk a little more about that.
I have no idea what he just said, Pat. So he's using,
yes,
know,
sir.
this is the people they call in. Look how smart I am. I can talk about this. Okay.
Well, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are back at it again, trying to make all the mortgage loans that they can make in such a short period of time.
Which is what bit us in the backside in 2008. By the way, who lost a house in 2008? I did.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The market crashed and my business went downhill. I still have my other house, but yeah. I know so many people lost homes.
Well, what they're doing now, they are hiring people to go out and do the property inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Unlicensed. Not insured, not licensed, not registered, but they're going into your home as an like an appraiser, looking at the property, measuring the property, and then communicating back to the appraiser that's sitting behind their desk, and the appraiser sits at their desk, relying on this information from an unlicensed, untrained person.
Okay.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are doing that today in the mortgage world.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, I hear what you're saying. Hey, Pete, I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
I hear what you're saying. And this is your profession.
Yes.
Okay? Devil's advocate, if I may, though. I mean, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which, you know, government-sponsored mortgage
enterprise.
Are they having a training of their own standards and then sending these people out to they're living up to their standards? This is what we have a standard for the mortgage, or is it just willy-nilly is what we're saying here?
It's willy-nilly based on who the appraisal management company sends out there, really without the knowledge of the base lender. They don't know who's going out there to look at the house. They don't know. And you don't know who you're letting into the house.
I just had a house close a couple of days ago. One of my former producers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The buyer switched from a standard loan to an FHA last minute. I mean, the inspectors had already been through. Everybody had been through. And we get a call the day before closing. Well, did you? One, I can't get into the crawl space because he didn't try. And two, well, none of the windows stay up, and for FHA, the windows have to stay up for a point of egress. I don't do that work anymore. I had to put in four windows in this house. They have mismatched windows in the house, but it passed for FHA.
Well, it has to have certain standards, safety standards, safety, health, welfare, resaleability. Is the house knowledgeable or not? I mean, is the house solid or not? FHA's inspections are a little.
I'm hearing you. Just
FHA's inspections are just a little bit more detailed.
All right, so you can tell if a house is structurally viable as an appraiser?
Sure.
And that's based on training in what? Just
experience.
Okay. I mean, it's a fair question here, bro.
Sure it is. And if a house is not, there are certain signs that houses are not viable. That is foundation cracks and. There are different kinds of foundation cracks, as you know.
I do. I mean,
they're ones that run the grout lines.
Stair step cracks, which
yes, sir.
I could care less about.
The other kind that are much more concerning is the vertical crack.
Right.
That runs right through the bricks, right through the cinder blocks. And that's when the appraiser can call for a professional whole house inspection or a professional structural inspection.
Now I'm gonna stop you right there. Doing home inspections, and now I've done them for 20 years. Now I have to jump through all the hoops to get the license,
mm-hmm.
and all the past experience means nothing. That's a rant for another time. If I, as a home inspector, see those vertical cracks, engineer, I got to call an engineer. And they got to come in and tell me what to do, because I don't care how good a home inspector you are. You're not an engineer.
That's right.
And you don't know what you're looking at. So, I mean, there is that. So based on structure, age, this is how you, is there a matrix for figuring out what your house is worth that you're using? Or is it, again, taking comps, taking this, taking that? And I mean, how's the number get generated?
The number gets generated by, number one, me inspecting the house first. Measuring the house second. And by inspecting the house, it's going through and, again, looking at the property as through the eyes of the typically informed purchaser that I might be interested in buying this home. You place yourself in the place of the buyer is what you do. But you've got an elevated sense of knowledge, experience, expertise. But, you mentioned square footage. That is an overriding. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if public records have it wrong, or if it's reported in MLS wrong, and the appraiser finds something different, then we may come up with a completely different value than the county did or the city did.
I've seen appraisers that have, one have based it on the footprint of the house, and the others based it on the amount of rooms and the square footage of all the rooms put together.
It's everything. It's gross living area, and it's, we measure the outside of the house, because if you measure just the rooms, you're going to leave out the hallways and the stairways, and that's finished area.
Pat Turner, did you know radio is the fastest moving time on the planet?
I did, and we've had a great time.
Okay, so what's your website that people want to check out? What's your organization?
Just go to VACAP, Virginia Coalition of Appraisal Professionals. It comes right up on Google, VACAP.
And I appreciate you, Pat Turner, for coming in. That's the Virginia Coalition of Appraiser Professionals, something everybody should do, at least when, well, definitely when you're buying a house, but you can do it also later on when you own it, right?
Yep. We do it for private mortgage insurance removal. We do it for all sorts of things, insurable values. Thank you.
That is another home show in the can, burned to the disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Pat Turner for coming in. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all of the right buttons. Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. My name is Richard McCann. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, taking your calls, 345-1140. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. I'll see you right back here, 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA.